Morning, everyone. Morning. Morning. No. Good morning.
Nineteen.
Good morning. Yes, yes. When I studied in a seminary in Regina, I have two roommates. One is from Africa. He's a Nigerian. You know, and also another roommate is Taka. He's from Tokyo, Japan. His story is amazing. Before he became a Christian, he see a lot of, you know, trouble in the world. He want to contribute and make a difference in the world. So he go through different NGO. He went to almost over 20 countries to serve, try to make a difference. At the end, he joined a Christian organization, a mission organization in Cambodia. Oh, this part is very amazing. I don't know why the mission organization accept a non-Christian to serve with them, but it is a really good approach. You know, let the people see how you serve in the name of Jesus. When he joined the mission organization to serve in Cambodia, he saw the people, the Christian, their difference from the people from NGO. They serve with the name of Jesus. They serve with God's love, with God's power. He sends God's presence among them. At the end, he willing to accept Jesus Christ and be baptized in Cambodia because he saw the Christian, how they serve, how they live out their faith and serve in the name of Jesus among the Cambodian. So after he graduated, of course, I go to Vancouver, and do you know where did he go? He go to Cambodia, and also have his own family, also adopt a children from Cambodia. Now, he's still serving in Cambodia for more than 10 years. 10 years! How many people have been in Cambodia? I've been serving in Cambodia for a whole month. Maybe you have 2 weeks or short-term mission, right? Stay in Cambodia for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month. It's tough, but it's still okay, right? 1 month is okay, but 10 years is not easy. Just like the scripture read this morning. Proclaim the gospel. It's tough, but live out your faith among the people for a long period of time is quite a challenge. My friend Taka, he went with his family, with three young kids, still serving in Cambodia. Live among the people, the remote village, for more than 10 years. Not just proclaim the word of God, but live out their faith among the poor people in the village. Scripture that we read this morning also relate to the coming 5 year span of the church. Now talk about mission. Mission is not just go to Cambodia, go to Japan, or go to West Africa. Now talk about mission is from everywhere to everywhere. There's so many people, refugees, come to Vancouver. So you can share the gospel to the Indian, to the Muslim in Greater Vancouver. So this picture changes how to think about mission. And then also how to equip ourselves to do mission. If you have a bulletin, you can read the church mission statement. What's the mission statement of the church? Under the heading of the bulletin, the church mission statement is... Vision, not mission, vision. Vision. Again, missional follower of Jesus Christ, right? And influence the community, right? And then how to do it? The coming 5 years, including this year, we talk about equip to build. Find out your spiritual gift, your strength. You have nothing, how can we serve, right? Find out your spiritual gift, your strength, and then use it in the name of Jesus. And then next year, we talk about how to do personal evangelism, how to serve the God and proclaim the gospel as a team. And then in 2019, how about a small group, how to influence a small group, strengthen a small group, how to win better follow-up and also fellowship. And then 2020, we talk about how to do exegesis the neighborhood. Who are they? How can we be a bridge with them? And then how can we love them to serve with them? So this year, we talk about equip to build. What is your strength? Do you know who? What kind of strength, what kind of spiritual gift do you have? I think every one of us has spiritual gift and strength. But how can we discover and develop your gift and to serve together and also for God? There are two big words, you know, in the Christianity. Talk about work and deed. Sometimes we talk about work, just proclaim the gospel, distribute the gospel tract. I did it in Hong Kong, also in Chinatown. But sometimes people just ignore it. And a group of people, a Christian, they highlight deed. Share a coffee, breakfast, a meal in Chinatown. But they never mention about Jesus. But actually, the gospel, especially the scripture that we read this morning, is highlight both areas. Work and deed, both areas are also important. We need to proclaim the gospel and also live out the message of God through our life. You can see the work and deed in this scripture. And then, how about the first part? Proclaim. Proclaim the word of God from verse 9 to 10. We can see the scripture starting with who you are. But the first word is but. Before but, we talk about there's so many suffering. You are the outsider in the community. Actually, in Vancouver, you know how many people go to church? For Chinese community, only 5% go to church. And in the main, you know, mainstream, only 10% people, Caucasian, go to church on Sunday. 10%. For Chinese, 5%. We are the outsider. Not everyone welcome you and the gospel. Not everyone welcome the gospel and Jesus. We feel we are outsider. But Jesus said, no, start with the but. Do you know who you are? It's highlight three or four status. And had to remind you who you are before you want to serve the Lord. It highlights you are the chosen one. And you are the royal priesthood. And you are the holy nation. And you are the people of his own possession. What is chosen? Chosen. I love the picture when I become a foreign student, when I live in Edmonton. I go to superstore, you know, when you buy the apple, onion, I want to save the money, right? The bag, right? Whole bag of onion, apple. It saves some money, but the problem is not everyone inside are in good shape, right? I have no choice. You buy everything. Sometimes you think about myself or yourself in the church. I think, we are not as holy as Lorraine or Solomon or Hansel. I'm not in good shape. I'm not the bad one, the good one. But we have no choice. We're one, everyone in one church. But what does chosen mean? Just like the apple, you are the handpicked. God handpicked you in the church. God handpicked you in his kingdom. You are not inferior. God handpicked. You are the chosen one. And also talk, gospel talk about royal priesthood. King and the priest, two of the people in the Old Testament, they're anointed by the holy oil. They separate for God. Separate from sin and separate for God for his task to finish God's will. And put up two titles, two positions together for to remind you how holy you are. God wants to set apart you for his will, for his purpose, for his kingdom. And also holy nation, just like people in Israel. People didn't see God, but see the people. God, through the people, let all the people in the world to understand God, to know God. We are the holy people, holy nation, and people for his own process. Highlight that we belong to Jesus. We are in the world, but not of the world. We belong to Jesus. I really appreciate how Peter presents this message. Before he asks each of you to proclaim the gospel, to do everything for Jesus, he reminds you who you are. Who you are. And I thought four different perspectives, different status, different identity. Who you are. Who you are. And then, afterward, he said, so that you can proclaim Jesus. Proclaim Jesus. We know who you are. Sometimes we think it is very hard to share the gospel. People just ignore it. We fear to share the gospel. we fear to do ministry in the name of Jesus. But this scripture reminds us, hey, before you serve, before you proclaim the gospel, remind yourself through the scripture who you are. Who you are. At the end of the scripture, verse 10, we can serve the Lord, we can proclaim the gospel, not because you are good enough, just because the scripture said, because we have received mercy. Not because you are good, just because we have received mercy. So we can serve Him. Another scripture I love to share with you is scripture we always remind me very important about my identity. Talk about Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 6. Let's read together. Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, be holy and blameless before Him, in love He predestined us for adoption to Him as Son through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has blessed us in the beloved. Who you are in the world usually defines what you have and also what you did, right? What you have and what you did, it defines who you are. What kind of achievement you have, what kind of house you have, what kind of car you drove. What you have, what you did, it always defines who you are. But this scripture, the powerful scripture, remind me, the scripture said, before the foundation of the world. It means you and me, we are nothing. We have nothing. We achieve nothing. And God chose you. God loved you. Before we have nothing, before we achieve anything, God loved you. Is this how God sees you? Not because we are good enough. No, none of us have ability to serve Him, have privilege to serve Him. None of us. But the Bible said, before the world, you know, before you are born, before we achieve anything, we are nothing. God loved you. God chose you for His purpose. He mentioned three times. So He chose you, and know He destined us, and know He has blessed us before we have achieved anything. We have anything. You can do anything. He already loved you and chose you for His purpose. That's how God sees you. The first thing we talk about before we proclaim the gospel, take some time to think about who you are, how God loved you in Jesus Christ. And also interesting, from the scripture, this morning, talk about proclaim or live out the word of God. From verse 9 to 10, using a mouth to proclaim His word, only two verses. And also, for the whole passage, from verse 11 to chapter 3, 16, a bigger paragraph talk about live out your faith using your deed, using your life. You can see the proportion, right? A lot of scripture talk about using your life instead of your word to proclaim the gospel. Proclaim the gospel using your mouth is important, but live out your faith in a daily life is more important. People cannot see God, but they see you. In the scripture, talk about God is in a society. God is in your home. God is in your workplace. Sometimes we think it is very tough how to be a witness, how to share the gospel. Sometimes we see in the environment, you see enemy. You see people you don't like. You know, sometimes you see there's so many difficulty. It's really hard to share the gospel. But in scripture, God wants to help you see God is everywhere. God is in your family. God is in your neighborhood. God is in your office, in your company. God is there. So we can, in the name of Jesus, lift up your faith. God is there. Don't be discouraged. God is there. And the scripture mentioned that 11 and 12, so it's a headline to the whole paragraph, how to lift up your faith. It said, separate from sin, and also separate yourself for God's will. One of the key words is remember who you are, so that we are not only separate from the sin, but also so that people can see gospel and Jesus love live out in your faith, live it in your life. We can see good work through you. That is a key passage about how to be a witness. Not only using your mouth to proclaim the word of God, but also using your life. People see Jesus is in you. So people can understand God, understand the gospel, and so be attracted to his name. And you see the whole passage and highlight the three times, by doing good, or do good, or by the conduct. And chapter 2, 15, 2, 20, and 3, 1. Keep hiding. Highlight doing good. Proclaim the gospel is important, but also live out your life in the name of Jesus to your people in your neighborhood, in your family, in your office. It's also important. People can see the good deed. To this passage, how can we apply in our life? I have two suggestions, two advice to you. One is identity. Who you are. Remember who you are. When you search the Bible, it highlights talk about Christianity. How many times? Zero. But how about Christian? Three times. How about disciples? More than 260 times. How you see yourself is important, because it will affect how you live out your faith. Sometimes you go to church, I become a Christian, or I believe in Christianity. It's good, but not enough. You see yourself as a disciple. It's different. Not only what you believe, but live out your faith. Bear your cross to follow Jesus. The Bible keeps saying that, keep reminding you, we are his disciples. Disciples, we need to bear your cross to follow Christ. And also, one of the goals is we would like to live just like Jesus. We would like to see our life to become like Jesus. Disciples, who you are? Who you are? The Bible keeps mentioning you are his disciples. This is something we have to learn, how to become Jesus, become like Jesus. And this passage, especially the second one, the good deed. And talk about be a good neighbor, be a good worker, be a good family member. How to equip yourself. Also remind yourself who you are. Not about me, but about God and about others. It's a picture I love to see. You know, this is a Pond State Park in downtown Pittsburgh. You know this park? More than 100 years ago, it is a war zone. People killing each other in this area. If you're a soldier, 100 years ago, when you walking in this place, you need to pay attention. You will get killed easy, right? It's a war zone. But now it is a park. It's very peaceful. You can enjoy your life here. But if you have mindset, different mindset, 100 years ago, if you have a walking in the park, that kind of peaceful mindset in war zone, you'll get killed. How you see the world? How you see the world? But now, it is a peaceful part. Sometimes we enjoy life there. But if you are war zone, you pay attention. How you see the world? The Bible said we are the outsider in the world. You pay attention. How to live out your faith, how to proclaim the gospel, how to use word and deed, let people know Jesus. Who you are? God calls us to proclaim his gospel. God calls us to live out our faith in this world. We are outsiders, but also we have treasure inside us. The second one, discover. Discover who you are. Discover who you are. As I mentioned before, it's a long passage talk about how you share the gospel in your neighborhood, in your family, and also in your workplace. And also, who you are. God chose you, right? But how can we go in deep to understand who you are? There's some questions we can ask ourselves, just like VCS, the school renting our church for their class. I like their idea. They have a vision in their mind, how to change, how to educate their students. they hope to see students. They ask themselves, how can I serve God and my neighbor in this job? Sometimes we go to school, we think about my career, how to get higher pay, get more money, better future, right? The school had that vision in their mind. The student, one day they can ask the question, how can I serve God and my neighborhood in this job? Next question, does this career give me passion and joy? Do I really live out God, what God called me to do? That's what they teach and train the student in their mind. I hope we can have a similar mindset when we read the Bible, and also in this church. How to see yourself? What kind of vision in the future? This is my suggestion. We can learn it together. Sometimes we call it devotional time, right? Spend some time to read the Bible or pick the daily bread. Just read the books. Called devotional time. Time with God, right? I'd like to suggest to change to discovery time. When you read the scripture, think about these four questions. Four questions. The first one is, who is God? From the scripture, ask, who is God? And second one, what has God done? And the third one, who am I? And the last one, what do I do? What do I do? Every passage, you can ask these four questions. I call it discovery time. Not just read the scripture and spend 5 minutes and say a short prayer and then done. Oh, it is good, but we can go deep through the scripture to understand who God is and who am I? Who am I? With the scripture, just like the scripture that we read this morning. Who is God? Who is God? What has God done? You remember? Who has God? What God has done through the scripture this morning? 1 Peter chapter 2. And then, next question. Who am I? If God is so great, what God has done is so great, who am I? And what do I do? What do I do? So I hope that you can apply these four questions during your so-called devotional time. I call it discovery time. Next time, I hope I can ask you, hey, have you read your Bible? No, I hope. Have you discovered anything through the scripture? Who you are? What God has done? And how you respond? What do I do? These four questions. You can feel free to doing your devotional time or discovery time, and also share in your small group, in your fellowship, or in your gospel community. Who you are? Starting from who is God? You may try in two scriptures, Philippians and also chapter 1 and also Matthew chapter 25. You may try to apply these four questions into these two scriptures. More easy to practice. Try it and then ask, hey, who God is? Oma, is this okay? Try these four questions into the passage. Starting from these two passages as a practice. Discover who you are. For the gospel community, also I suggest you can find out this question together, discuss and share with your teammate. How has Jesus served you through the scripture? How has Jesus served you? And also, second, how is he leading you to serve others? The third one, who will you serve and how will you serve them? And who will you tell about how Jesus has served you? Feel free to discern it in your gospel community. Not just eating together is good, but also come together, discern together how we can serve Jesus together. These four questions. Share among your gospel community. So that when you read the scripture, remember who you are and what do you do and who will you tell about what God has done. The Bible said, you know, God chose you. God chose you, using a word and deed to proclaim him. Let people see Jesus through you, through your ministry. I love this story. Long, long time ago, is the USA, president of USA, Jimmy Carter. But before he became a president, one time he was interviewed by a Navy, the commander, an admiral called Haman George Wickover. He is a great man. He oversees the nuclear project for 3 decades. When he interviewed Jimmy Carter, he asked a lot of questions. Jimmy Carter, he thinks he's somebody. He tried to answer a lot of questions. He showed that I'm a capable person. But whatever he answered, this commander always give you more details. Give you more details. He knows everything in deep. It's very demanding. At the end, he talked about academic. And Jimmy Carter thinks that I'm good enough. I study hard and good, have good grade in the school. And then he's so proud of himself. I'm good. And then at the end, this commander asked the last question. And Jimmy Carter never forget this question. He said, did you do your best? Did you do your best? And then he stand up, very cool, no smile, turn around and walk away. But this question really affect Jimmy Carter. It's affect his whole life. Did you do your best? Did you do your best? When you read the scripture, we remind you who you are. But sometimes, in our mind, we know who you are, but in our life, we have so many reservations. We don't want to do our best for Jesus. But scripture remind 4 times from 4 different perspectives to remind you who you are. Encourage you to walk with Jesus, to proclaim Jesus in this society, in this neighborhood, in this community. Just like this commander talked to or asked Jimmy Carter this question. Did you do your best? Did you do your best? I think one day when you and me see Jesus, when he asked this question, did you do your best? I hope we can get a good answer to Jesus. Did you do your best? The last slide I want to share with you is it's a book. I hope you can find some time to read it. I think 2 weeks ago, for Cantonese side with a leadership training, we read this book and share it together. This book talks about very important concept is understand yourself and understand God. Both areas are interrelated. Knowing God, knowing yourself are equally important. Sometimes we just read the Bible, but also you just spend some time to take in yourself, search your heart, who you are. Who you are. This book is not thick, only 110 pages, but excellent book help you to understand who you are in Christ. Knowing God, knowing yourself. Knowing God, knowing yourself. I hope you bring you a lot of reflection and help you to walk with God and help you to live out your faith and life in Jesus and also for Jesus. It's okay? Talk about understand yourself. Knowing yourself, live out your faith. Using your word, using your deed to proclaim Jesus in this society. There's only 5% Chinese people go to church in Greater Vancouver. 10% in the mainstream go to church on Sunday. There's so many people, they don't know Jesus, but they know you. They're in your family, in your neighborhood, in your office. They don't know Jesus, but they know you. I hope that this scripture remind you who you are and encourage you using the word and deed to proclaim Jesus. Okay. Thank you.